Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Alongside me is Carlos Ortiz. We've got Marco Belletti. He'll be here with the updates tonight on a busy night, on a busy week. Of course, you know what week it is. It's the NCAA tournament. Gets kicked off tomorrow with the first four games, where we're like, oh yeah, those are on, and then we kind of don't watch them. It doesn't feel like the tournament. I still wish it was all of the at-large teams that were in it, so they could actually play their way in. I don't like that some of these automatic qualifiers from these smaller conferences get into the tournament, but does it feel like it? Like, if you're one of these 16 seeds, you need to get into the tournament. You need to play on Thursday afternoon, and you need to get boat raced by a number one seed. That's getting into the tournament. That's getting into the tournament. If you're Mount St. Mary's, you need to get throttled by Duke. That's your experience. If you're St. Francis U, you need to get wiped off the face of the earth by Auburn. That's your experience. Not playing in Dayton against American or playing against Alabama State. Come on. Get them into the tournament. Don't, because the alternative is they go to Dayton and they lose and then they're done. And then on Thursday, like, they can just sit down and watch the tournament like the rest of us. Have we gotten to a place in society, by the way, where we don't have to pretend like we're not totally into the tournament during work hours? Have we got, especially that first Thursday and Friday, we don't have to do the fake dummy screens. Like, you know, if your boss is like, okay, I've got to be a real stickler, no tournament watching. Come on. We can't be doing this. Going to work, the 9 to 5, the commute, the office grind. I've done it. You need these little treats, okay? And especially when you know everybody else is getting these treats and you're siphoned off from the world. It's not like, oh, I'll DVR and watch it later. You're going to miss 12 games of basketball. You can miss a bunch of different games of basketball. There's actually some of the games are in Milwaukee, where I am. And I thought, with my kid having off school Friday, I thought I'll take him to the game. And, like, tickets are $150 just to get in. Now, you get two games. Okay, but I don't think I'm going to be doing that. So maybe I'll take him to a sports bar with a lot of TVs. Dads have done worse things with their children. I'll just get a Diet Coke. No big deal. A couple shooters in the car, but that's fine. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. Alongside me is Carlos Ortiz. Hi. Alert, 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 alert. If you would like to participate into the show, the phone number to get here is different than it was the last time we spoke. So if you've been listening throughout the day, maybe you've already got it. Maybe it's plugged into your phone. It is 888-710-4ISN. All right? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4476. 888-710-4476. Yes, there's also a new control line number for the control room. It's 2126. Okay. you could really ruin Carlos's night.
I will have engineers kill that line real quick.
Yeah, hey, I couldn't get in. I just thought I'd call the hotline. Okay.
Now you joke, but people actually do that.
I know. This will be interesting. This will be an interesting test to see which And I'll make sure to make a big theatric production out of it, because I know there's plenty of people that just right now, you've been listening to the show, the 5 minutes we've been on, but just right now it's registering in your brain. Wait, did he say new number? Sometimes you're totally engaged with me, and sometimes I am just, a friendly companion along for the ride. That's why every now and then I like to just go like, just so I know you're listening, just like to alert you back in to the program. So again, new phone number, 888-710-4ISN, Infinity Sports Network. I believe it could be something totally different. 888-710-4476. So I'm very intrigued to see who I hear messages from, like on Facebook or Twitter or the internet. I'm very intrigued to see who gets it right away. And there's some people I fear like I think Greg in Michigan he's locked in. I'm not sure we ever hear from Barry in Boston again, to be honest.
What's that?
I don't know. I think this whole way was just because his calls are no good, and I keep taking them, and this whole thing is just a workaround because I wouldn't stop taking them, so we had to get new numbers for the whole thing. I think that might be.
I cannot even start.
Those days are over, folks. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm underestimating. Barry in Boston usually calls around the end of our program, which is a four-hour show every weekday night here on the Infinity Sports Network. One more time, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's see. It is Monday. The tournament starts, again, tomorrow. The brackets have to be entered by Thursday. So I will do what we all do, and I'm going to ask Carlos Ortiz. Have you taken a look at the bracket yet, Carlos? Have you filled it out? Is there anything you like?
Not 1 second have I looked at it. In fact, I just found out 5 minutes ago that Florida had a number one seed. I didn't even know that.
Oh, you're like bad, bad.
Oh, I am down bad when it comes to these brackets, because I'm no good at these bracket challenges. And it's always somebody that wins that's never watched college basketball in her life. Like, I know a girl that she picks her teams based on how cute the mascot is. And she won the office pool a couple of years ago. So I'm like, I don't do well. I think I know sports. And then the bracket comes out and I'm like, I have proof that I'm a moron. Like, did anybody have Fairleigh Dickinson a couple of years ago? No. Like, anybody have Furman a couple of years ago? No. Like, George Mason, when they went in their Final Four run? No, I feel like a complete idiot. So I just decided this year I'm going to lay out completely.
Oh, you're not even doing anything?
Not one.
Oh, geez.
You can't be a moron if you're not in it.
Yeah, I think, though, you should do one. And I think just take all the top seeds in every game and put four ones into the Final Four and then play it out between Auburn and Florida and Duke and Houston. I think that you will have a decent shot if that's what you do.
So go chalk is what you're saying.
Yeah. And I think that, I'm not Gary Parrish here. I'm not John Rothstein. I'm not number one college basketball breaker downer. But I do put money on this, so I do try to understand what is occurring here in these games. And based on everything that I've seen and that I've looked at and that I've read and that I've listened to, it seems like these teams that are number one teams, they are number one teams for a reason, and deep runs are expected. Now, sometimes, I don't know when the last time four number one seeds have all made the Final Four, but a lot of times there's going to be one of them that maybe get knocked off by the end of the weekend. Before we get into the Elite Eight and everything and the Sweet 16, sometimes a number one seed does go down. And now we've seen number one seeds lose in the opening game more recently. But this year, it just seems like Duke, and there's the big thing about Cooper Flagg, what's going to happen there. Houston, Florida. Florida, I've been writing in Florida a lot in that final box. I just, do a couple. I don't try to do... I don't... I probably, how many brackets am I going to do? And I count, like, the dumb ones on Yahoo where you can, like, win a car. And I don't know that if you ever really do. I saw Twitter. Twitter's like, hey, if you have a perfect bracket, win a trip to Mars, parentheses, or $100,000. And why do we? I mean, that's just that. I just thought that it was the dumbest. Like, I'm not going to enter it specifically because I think that joke is, and the premise is stupid. So I'm not in. So also, I showed them, right? I sure showed them. You ain't fake sending me to Mars. If you're really going to promise a trip to Mars, I want to go there. Let me get off of this and go over there. So let's not joke about that. I'll get the hell out of here. I'll probably fill out like 8. And some, like, my insurance guy does a pool with all of his clients. He doesn't charge you. It's just a nice thing he does. And it's like 8 prizes he gives out. And basically, it's a gift card of your choice. So the winner gets a $200 gift card to wherever they want to go. My guy, Dan Shaney. And I think I'm going to, you know, I'm entering that. That's free. I got another one. So I'm going to do about 8, and I don't go all in, like every bucket. I don't do the same bracket and everything, but I also don't do a complete, I'm not that guy who's like watching St. Mary's and Vanderbilt saying, well, I got St. Mary's in 5 of them, and I got the Vanderbilt in the other 3. So it really doesn't, like, I'm not that guy. Okay. For the most part, keep it consistent until, like, it's the Final Four. And then I always got to do one for Wisconsin. I always take one where Wisconsin goes all the way. And I won one year because they took 2nd and nobody even had them into the Elite Eight in the bracket I was in. So it's sometimes good to be a homer. That was 10 years ago, and I'm still chasing that high. Very interesting bracket. I think as you go through it, you're looking at some of the games. And I can already tell where the big upsets are going to be. Like, Gonzaga's an 8 seed. And they're playing Georgia, who's a 9 seed. And I think a lot of people are going to take Gonzaga. But then if they were to win, they've got Houston. Gonzaga, though, has pretty decent odds in terms of who's the favorite in this thing for being all the way down at 8. So the 4 number 1 seeds, all of the best odds to win the tournament, if we're going to look at that. Duke is 3-1, Auburn's 3-1, Florida's 3-1, Houston's like 7-1. And it's 1-1-1-1. I mean, it's all the number one seeds. Tennessee, Alabama, St. John's are all number 2 seeds. Then Arizona, and then Michigan State. Arizona's a 4, Michigan State's a 2. Then number 3, Texas Tech. And then number 8, Gonzaga. Number 3, Iowa State. Number 3, Kentucky. Number 4, Maryland. Number 3, Wisconsin. And number 6, Illinois. And then anything after that is long shots. These are at least all 50-1 odds. I think when you fill out a bracket, another reason that I would suggest that you kind of ride chalk is ride chalk because there's going to be upsets. But if you pick your upset, usually it's other upsets. It's always hard to do that. But some of these brackets now, if like a 13 seed wins, you get 13 points. So it encourages you to pick upsets. I'm just trying not to go too crazy. But Florida is the team that I've been writing. I'll probably do, if I'm doing 6 brackets, they're all going to look the same until the Final Four. I will probably take Florida to win 5 of them. Maybe 1 Duke, 1 Auburn, and then 1 in Wisconsin. So that's my tip. I'm riding the Gators. I used to always do one where I took Kansas no matter what. They're the lowest seed they've been in, like, forever. They're a 7. I'll probably stay away from that this year. Although, you know, you can still sprinkle some. Yeah, I say 10-1 odds. You can win that way, too. There's plenty of ways to wager on these kids playing sports. Again, we have a new phone number here at the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Nixon in Wisconsin already figuring it out. Hey, man, what's up?
All right, Bart. I have a tip for you, my friend.
Tip me.
So you go down by the Deer District on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they play in here, right? Is that correct? Friday?
Yeah, Milwaukee games are Friday, Sunday.
Okay, so go down there in the morning. As soon as the first session ends, go out around the Deer District and look for the teams that lost and talk to those people, because a lot of times they are not interested in sticking around. And you can get tickets for Sunday's session, which is the second round, for pretty cheap, or if not face value, if not cheaper. So that's what we've done in the past at the Bradley Center, and we got tickets all the time. It was never a problem.
Are you doing it again?
But not this time. I live up in Oshkosh, and it's just, I've got my kid this weekend, so it's sort of a pain in the butt, so not going to happen. Well, but
plop them in front of the TV and watch the games that way. That'll work, too.
Yeah, like I said, I just wanted to tell you, too, I wanted to wish you a happy month of Izzo. I didn't hear you say the team that's going to win the national championship in your thing, the Michigan State Spartans. What's going on there, Bart?
Well, I'm not going to take Michigan State, but I do always take them way. I take them usually to the Elite Eight, no matter what.
I like their chances this year because, I mean, I don't think like Auburn sort of stumbled towards the end of the year, and I think Michigan's going to get bounced in the first round by UC San Diego. I think they like.
I got that too. I like that one. Yeah. That is the one upset that I'm having. Yeah, I'm taking Michigan coming off their Big Ten tournament win. And then they have to go to Denver because they're a 5 seed because the Big Ten tournament is right before the selection show. And they do not care about what happens in that game. They never have, and they never will.
Never will. You're 100% right. Anyway, like I said, I figured with you saying you were going to try to take your kid, I'm like, I should call him and just let him know, try to go out there after the first session. And like I said, we've gotten tickets under face value because those people aren't interested because their team's out and they just want to go home. So,
well, I appreciate that. You have a good weekend. Enjoy the hoops, and thank you for the tip.
My pleasure, Bart. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. That's Nixon. He is up the road. And not only is that a good tip for anybody, if you're in any of these places where there's games this weekend, you could be in Cleveland or Seattle or Wichita or Providence or Lexington or Denver or Raleigh, there's a good tip for you. How about that?
That's a great
tip. And also,
because there's actually the East bracket is in Newark, New Jersey, which is like an hour from me.
Oh, so are you going?
I mean, now that that Nixon shared his tip, that's actually a great steal. Now, here's the problem for me. Mount St. Mary's won the MAC championship beating Iona. And if you don't know, Iona fired Tobin Anderson. I referenced Fairley Dickinson earlier. He was the coach that took that team.
Ball knower.
I know. Well, they fired his ass today because they couldn't beat Mount St. Mary's. So Iona's looking for a new coach. I would have gone if Iona was in it because that's my alma mater. They're not. So I'm less likely to jump on Nixon's tip, but I love it for everybody that's close enough to the region to go watch some college basketball.
I didn't know you went to Iona.
Yeah, I got my master's there. I'm fairly educated.
I didn't know you had a master's.
A lot of people don't. I don't sound like I do. I actually sound like a complete moron.
I thought you just turned 18 and did Army.
No, there's a long, windy road. Imagine my long, windy road got me here to this show. Where the
A master's degree in Iona and a stint in the Army, and you're alongside me on the Bart Winkler show?
Yeah, it tells you I completely wasted my life. I just now made it.
Oh, man. All right.
Well, and I wasn't joking about that Harvard story I talked to you about earlier. I'm thinking about getting a PhD.
What's the deal with Harvard? They're offering free tuition?
Yeah.
Is that the people that have already applied? Or
That I'm not 100% sure, but if you have a combined income of $200,000 or less, you can get free tuition at Harvard.
Hmm. All right.
Well, and I work in radio, so that tells you exactly how much I make.
You can maybe chop a zero off of that.
Very possible. But a PhD for me sounds right up my alley.
All right. We got the tournament. We got the bracket. We're very excited. We're filling them out. there's some teams in this bracket that maybe shouldn't be, and there's some teams in this bracket that are in other brackets, or not in this bracket, are in other brackets, because there's like 15, there's actually only like three, but there's other postseason tournaments. There's a team that got totally lied to. There's a team that was in two tournaments, now they're just in one. There's a governor that's doing like an actual legal probe to see what's going on, because there's one team specifically that everybody's mad at, and it reeks of collusion. Even if you're one of these guys that say, oh, no, it's not a conspiracy, this is absolutely, this is as clear as day what happened with the last team in. So we'll get into all that, and I'm going to give you the phone number again, as I normally do, heading into break, and I just caught myself, because it's 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I will screw it up tonight. I will. Just not sure. I think for the first hour, I'll be pretty strong, and then there'll be a lapse. There will be a lapse. And I almost just did it again right now, as sometimes I give out the number as a crutch. That's something I'm working on. We will return. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside here on the Infinity Sports Network. So the last four in and the last four out is always interesting. We'll have a little bit more on this, especially the last team in and just why people are so upset to kick off the start of next hour. But the last four in, and these are all at-large bids, Texas, Xavier, San Diego State, and North Carolina. The last four out would be Boise State, Ohio State, Indiana, and then West Virginia. Essentially, North Carolina is team 68, and West Virginia is team 69. North Carolina was 22-13. West Virginia was 19-13. And there's a lot of different, like, ratings where West Virginia is just absolutely better in. And North Carolina scheduled themselves against better teams, non-conference, but they lost to all those teams. So remember Alabama in the college football playoff was like, hey, we had a tough, you know, why have a tough non-conference schedule? But they at least won some of those games. The games they lost were in the SEC. What happened in college basketball was a team got rewarded for scheduling teams, even though they just kept losing to those teams. Very passionate breakdowns from different, sports journalists and TV commentators. And there was one guy who I was watching on TV and I was like, man, this is a very interesting point. He was arguing on behalf of West Virginia.
West Virginia deserved to be in the NCAA tournament. This was a miscarriage of justice and robbery at the highest levels. Now, who was the last team to get into the tournament? Ahead of the Mountaineers. That would be the University of North Carolina. Now, let's see how their resume stacks up. The Tar Heels went 1-12 in quad one games. And even had a quad three loss.
So that's a pretty interesting analysis. That was not a sports commentator. That was the governor of West Virginia, Patrick Morrissey, standing up there with a sign where national NCAA was changed so that the C instead of collegiate now spells out corrupt. And he's standing next to the attorney general of the state, who, quite frankly, looks a lot like me. You got the red beard and the thinning hair, and we're a dime a dozen, especially today on St. Patrick's Day. You saw millions of us red-bearded folk guzzling down whatever green beer they could get their hand on. Although not me. I was not out and about today. I had a little too much fun yesterday. but today I was fine. So they're going to investigate. Now, I hope that there's actually some sort of investigation that goes on here. Because a lot of times you see governors like do this and then nothing happens. You see a lot of governors, you know, say, or senators or whatever, we're going to investigate why, you know, we're going to investigate why. And then nothing ever happens. There might be some grounds to investigate because one of the guys who is in charge of the selection committee, the guy who actually chairs the selection committee, his name is Lawrence Bubba Cunningham. And these aren't guys that this is like their only job. They do other things. Bubba Cunningham is an athletic director. And you'll never guess at what school he directs athletics. That's right, North Carolina. Now, he said he left the room during deliberations. But even like, even if he wasn't like, okay, I'm going to leave the room, guys. You know, do the right thing, wink. There, I mean, it just seems like there had to be some sort of, that can't be nothing. That can't be nothing. Or it's almost so like, oh, geez, this is sketchy that you would leave North Carolina out almost too, like you're penalizing them almost because you don't want it to look like something nefarious is going on. Now, ultimately, the tournament's the tournament. The field is set. West Virginia can be upset. Indiana can be upset. Ohio State can be upset. There's always teams that are going to be upset. You are leaving people out. Okay? You're leaving people out. You have 31, I believe, automatic qualifiers, and everybody else is, it's an invite. They're getting invited to play for a championship, similar to college football. But in college football, the argument between Alabama and SMU is a like bigger, it's more that you can actually like fight over. This is like, okay, North Carolina or West Virginia, neither of these teams were great. If you're an at-large team, if you're a Power 5 team and you're 20-13, pretty much every Power 5 team is 20-13. You play a crap non-conference schedule, and then you know, do all right in your conference, see what happens. But the non-conference makes up so many that they do stack up wins. In the conference, they might be 4-18. They might suck. But they also beat up on, you know, whoever is in a 200-mile radius of them that's a smaller school in November, December, and even into January. So interesting situation that developed there with this tournament. Some other quirks, we'll get into those in about a half hour here, as well as we continue to look at this bracket, what it means, what it looks like. Women's bracket's out too. Your usual contenders are the number one seeds there. Oh, by the way, the top, and we'll get more into that later. I know that wasn't just me, like, I will discuss it a little more. It seemed like I was like, I better mention it. The last time I wondered when the last time all number one seeds made the men's Final Four. That was in 2008. That was North Carolina, UCLA, Memphis, and Kansas. I feel like this year has decent odds of doing that once again, where all the number one seeds do make it into the Final Four. Let's get to Eric. He is in Boise. What's up, Eric?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I read today that athletic director gets a $100,000 bonus if they make the tournament. If he really wants to prove that he's non-partial, he should give that back. That's my opinion.
Or he's already given it out to other people on the committee, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, who knows where the money went, but, I mean, you got to give it back. That's my opinion. And yeah. Then I was also, while you were just talking, I thought about something, you know, this is why, you know, no matter how many teams in the tournament, we've talked about this during the fall season, taking it 14 and 16, someone's always going to be pissed that they got left out. Somebody's always going to be mad. There's too much money at stake, which is really what it comes down to. There's too much money at stake for anybody not to be upset. But the main reason I wanted to call, you were talking about brackets earlier, and I worked at the same company for 7 years, and that 7 years, four out of that 7 years, one of my coworkers' wives won, and she had the most interesting ways of picking her teams, you know, and something as simple as how hot she thought the coach was.
Oh,
she would Google these guys and see what they looked like. Oh, yeah, I'm going to pick that guy. You know, she judged them on their uniforms, how winded, how tired and sweaty the players look. I know 1 year she picked.
That's not bad. I don't hate that. I like that.
But she, yeah, she took four out of the 7 years that I worked there. She took the trophy. So maybe there's something to it. I don't know.
Well, look, there's a, I mean, for her, and Eric, thanks for the call. She's at least using different methods because we're all like, oh, what's the KenPom say? What's the RPI? We're all looking at the same things. She's at least trying something different. How hard these guys work? How sweaty are they? Yeah, the coaches, typically, I'm thinking they're decent. They're attractive enough men. When's the last time like a real grizzled coach won it? You will get one of those guys like, he's a grizzled coach. He's been there for 50 years. Like the guy from Oakland last year. They'll win a game in round one and he'll be a hero. He'll be on Good Morning America and all that stuff. But it's, you know, usually it's the well-dressed collegiate hunks and hotties on the sidelines. All right. We have a new phone number. Eric was able to get it. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4476. We'll talk some more college hoops in a couple minutes. We got the Bulletin Blitz to get to. Plenty of things to address there. And an update. Right now, here's Marco Belletti.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles to the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
The Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. Audio of the day? Yeah, I guess. It's really more like audio of the weekend because it's Monday, March 17, 2025, and we are on the heels of Selection Sunday, right under the precipice of the NCAA tournament for both the men and the women. Bart, we'll start with the men's side. I do want to include the women in here and show them a little bit of love later on. Hopefully we can get to it, but if not, whatever. We got the whole show to do that. Here's Bubba Cunningham. You talked about him in the last segment regarding UNC getting in, which, you know, I rightfully so pissed off a lot of people considering he is the athletic director for North Carolina. But one of the talking points for this men's bracket is the fact that the SEC got 14 teams in to the field, and that it's going to be a new record for a single conference to get teams in. So Bubba Cunningham spoke about these teams getting in.
The SEC just had an outstanding year. You know, they won 88% of their non-conference games, had an outstanding year. And as we compared teams, it wasn't, you know, thinking about how many teams from any particular league. It was, how does this team compare to the other teams under consideration? And over, you know, a couple of day period of time, at the end of all the voting, there were 14 teams in, and all of them deserved to be in.
I guess I'm of a couple of minds on this. Like Texas was 6-12 in their conference, but they were 19-15 overall. That's why I say like every team in a Power Five is like gonna get in, or is 20-13. That was Oklahoma's record. They were 6-12 also in the conference, and a bunch of those teams all 8-10. Now 14's a lot. So who didn't get in? LSU and South Carolina. So 14's a lot, but when you have 16 teams in your conference, or when you got 18 in some of these conferences now, that's why we're having records be broken. And also, sure, if they, I'm of two minds of this because 14 teams out of 16 to make the tournament in the SEC, that seems like a lot. Half of the league had a losing record in conference. I don't know that should matter necessarily. I mean, your whole schedule's not conference, but It just, I don't know. And they play the other Power 5 teams, fine. 14, the SEC's got 14 teams getting in, and then think of all the one league or one bid leagues there are around the country. And now you want to expand it, and you're going to be expanding it to help these Power 4s again. I don't know. I feel bad for like the Summit and the Horizon and the Southland, where these guys, they play all year, and then you get one team in whoever wins that tournament. I don't like the balance.
I don't either. Again, shout out my MAC tournament, my MAC conference, where they'll get Mount St. Mary's. Could have been Iona. Oh, well. These Power 4 teams, they don't need Power 4 conferences. They don't need more help to get in. You know, if you really want to balance it out, open it up. Let's see what happens. Speaking of balance and other shenanigans, people were really upset about UNC, as you mentioned earlier. So here is NCAA Selection Committee Vice Chair Keith Gill. He says Bubba Cunningham was not involved in the discussions revolving North Carolina.
As the vice chair, I managed all the conversations that we had about North Carolina. We had quite a few. Our policies require the AD of any school to recuse themselves and actually leave the room for those discussions. And they're not allowed to participate in any vote as well. So we follow those.
And I believe that, but also the guy is, it's like when you are in front of a jury and then there's some evidence that they have in the courtroom and they say, oh, no, we won't. Jury, you can't factor that in. And they go, okay, we forgot. We'll forget about this damning piece of evidence that can't be entered, but you can't take it out of my brain. The fact that this guy's there, it's just so sketchy looking. Especially because they were the last team in. And we'll talk more about North Carolina and we'll go through the schedule and why it's such an outrage. They did have a good non-conference schedule, but they lost like all of the games. So you're rewarding Bubba Cunningham for the scheduling of a schedule that, hey, at least you played good teams, but you lost them all. If that was college football, oh, well, we play this team, but you lost them all. It's just, it's very tricky with these. Again, somebody's always going to be upset, but it's just so damning, like, the whole example of this. It's tough. Now, North Carolina will probably go on a mini run here anyway, so maybe that factors
that's
in.
That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to win hey, nothing to see here. We deserve to get in the whole time. You know, the end's justified. I mean, that audio, by the way, was courtesy of CBS. That's why you heard a little funky music there. Here is number one overall seed head coach Bruce Pearl. His Auburn Tigers get the number one overall. They are going to be headlining the South Bracket, and that'll be in Atlanta March 28th to the 30th. Bruce Pearl says they deserved it.
If you don't get emotional or if it's not special, it's time to get out of it. Whether you're the fifth seed, 15th seed, or the number one overall. I was hoping we'd get the number one overall. I felt like we deserve it because of the body of the work.
Bruce Pearl was also on ESPN saying, my guards aren't... I'm certainly not going to say what he said. My guards aren't weak. And maybe a derogatory term for people of that nature. So he's fired up this weekend is what I want to say about Bruce Pearl. Huh?
I said rar. That's him.
Arr.
He's rar. All right. I said I wanted to show some love to the women's side, and here we go. UCLA, they get the number one overall seed on their end. Head coach Corey Close for the women's Bruins spoke about earning the number one overall seed. Just want to give a little insight to those who are not familiar. Usually we're kind of expecting South Carolina, the Lady Gamecocks, to be the number one overall seed. They weren't undefeated like they were last year. They've actually had three losses, and one of them went to UCLA. So that pretty much would be the tiebreaker. So here's head coach Corey Close about earning that number one.
Your work will speak for itself, and just focus on what you're earning and being present that day. And I just think that's what led us to getting the seed that we have, and is our focus on our process. And so really proud of the opportunity.
I filled out a women's bracket, too.
There you go.
Yeah, I definitely followed the same thing. that I do with the men this year, and I'm taking the number one seeds very, very far. I believe I went UCLA and USC. They're both number one seeds on that side of the bracket, so that could be a very interesting Final Four matchup. South Carolina, I think I took Duke in that one. And then on the other one, I took Notre Dame, who's a three. So Duke's a two, Notre Dame's a three, and I took one USC and one UCLA. Now, my big upset pick in the women's bracket is I've got Murray State as an 11 seed beating number six, Iowa. Remember Iowa? Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, she's not there anymore.
No. And so sometimes I just try to think, like, narratively, what would be, oh my God, I can't, she was there and now she's not. Like, I haven't seen the Iowa women play this year with, you know, with all due and peace and love, but that's just my upset pick. For the men again, it was Michigan to lose to, I don't even remember who they played.
Gonzaga.
No. UC San Diego.
I don't believe you.
That's a 5-10 matchup. Classic. We'll be back with more of the injustice and the quirks in this tournament when we return on the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.